As Kristen Morgan and many of her co-workers at the Bureau of Prisons were leaving for their holiday break, the robocall came in.
There was a mass call that let everybody know that there was a lapse in appropriations and leave has been canceled, your vacation has been canceled, you need to return to work or face disciplinary action.
Now, Morgan and her colleagues at the Bureau of Prisons have wrapped up their first whole pay period since and are expecting no payment. Ray Coleman works in the Bureau and also heads the local American Federation of Government Employees Union.
This will be our first complete paycheck that we will not receive. So we've been having to come to work day in and day out and do our jobs, and we've been kind of hoping things will get better, but the reality's kind of set in that, you know, we're not going to get a paycheck. And working at a federal prison, it's already a stressful environment.
Morgan, who is vice president of the union, says Thursday's rally aimed to get the attention of Florida's leaders in Washington.
We've been trying to get the word out to the public that the people that we need to complain to are our elected officials.
Coleman says he has reached out to some Florida congressmen.
And we really need them to at least come sit down and talk to us. Come see how it feels. Come see what we're going through. You know, come see how these people that you represent are having to deal with the day in and day out struggles of a government shutdown.
And though their paychecks have been compromised, Coleman says the expenses haven't stopped.
Yeah, people have day-to-day bills that they have to pay, healthcare expenses, child care expenses. I've been telling, you know, a lot of media outlets that we have people that are still recovering from a hurricane. So the morale's down. However, it brings us together as one unit because we're all in the same situation.
Coleman is one of about 250 employees at the federal prison in Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.